This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
I mean, I know I love our intro, but this one hits pretty hard. Thank you, Paulie, for playing all Oasis today. Welcome back. We're halfway home on a Wednesday. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel, the executive producer. And Benjamin Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor, joins us as well.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, man. A few days away. It's not 50 isn't messing with me as bad as I thought it would.
Yeah, it is it's a psychological milestone.
It is a big one.
No doubt about that.
40 was a big one. This one's a big one, but I feel pretty good, man. I feel like happy and like pretty well adjusted.
I think with 40, you know that you know your prime is probably behind you, but you can still say theoretically, I've still got half my life ahead of me.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people live into their 80s nowadays. It's hard to say that. Once you get to 50, you feel like, okay, definitely lived most of my life at this point.
Well, I did feel good until Ben just told me that I'm on the back nine of my life. I felt actually really good, Paulie, and then he's like, actually, no.
Most golf courses, the back nine is the best nine.
That's true. My 40s, when I turned 40, it was like, all right, dude, time to get your career going, right? I feel like I did that. 40s have been very successful, productive. The 50s, I'm telling you, man, there's been a lot of looking inward, a lot more inner peace. I will be constantly on the journey for inner peace until the day I die, I promise you. I will never achieve it, but I am working towards it, and I feel a lot better now than I did 10 years ago, as far as mentally, physically, certainly. I feel like I look better at 50 than I did at 40. I was kind of a doughy mess back then. Not that I'm not now, but more muscles and, you know, working out and eating a little bit better. So yeah, I had a goal going into the year. It's like, I want to be in really the better shape when I turn 50, and I've done that. So I'm excited about that. But yeah, man, I'm facing it down.
So we got a few things for you, and we wanted to make some presentations here for your 50th birthday. Now, you know my first gift. You already saw it this morning.
Yes, so kind.
I wanted to treat you to a nice meal, a cocktail at your hotel. I am jealous because I was looking up your hotel this week at Manchester, and you're staying at what looks like a really cool place.
Awesome. It looks cool.
And just like I did with Philly, I started doing research on the food. And like, oh, man, they've got a... They
Eat
got
her,
a
Sunday
Manchester.
Lunch.
Eat they her, the, Manchester. I love you
they've
guys.
They've got a really good breakfast. I mean, so I hooked you up with £100 worth of spending credit, the bar and grill at your hotel.
Thank
and
you.
Wanted to make sure that you take care of yourself. Now, my second gift is going to come, and I realize I'm going to wear this, and you are going to criticize me for it, which is fine. And that is because it is a re-gift.
No way.
But I just thought it's something.
Yeah. Would anybody have known it was a regift had
you
not just
said
this?
No, but I don't want to take credit for something that I didn't pick out. It was something that I got these Here, I'll give it to you. I just thought, this looks more like woods than me. I'm never going to use
that's
this.
That's good. That's fine.
I just rewatched Old School the other day, yeah. And I'm thinking about when Frank gets married.
The CD tower.
The toaster.
The toaster.
And then Luke Wilson moves into his house, and he's like, hey, I got you a toaster. He's like, Frank, this is actually
I got you this for your wedding.
I got these at the golf tournament I played earlier this year, and I thought, I just picked these out for woods, because I'm never going to wear them.
Look at you.
But I thought you would look really cool in them. So I don't want to take too much credit for this because it is a re-gift.
This dude is.
But there's there's no reason it should go to waste. It's no reason that they shouldn't be used by someone. And you do look really good in them. They're Oakley sunglasses.
Wow. These are sharp.
They're valuable, and they would not look good on
me. All
right, let's watch.
Ben's going to put them on. If you're watching on YouTube, you can see it.
Yeah, you look like a weird
cop. I look weird.
You look really creepy in those. These look cool.
Really good in them.
Wait, Ben, put them back on and ask, do you know how fast you were going?
License and registration, please.
He looks just like a cop. Just kind of like a cop.
I just need a mustache. I don't have the mustache.
But also like a cop that is kind of a pushover.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you could talk your way out of that.
I love these. Thank you.
Do you ever re-gift? I mean,
it was funny.
I want someone else to get some enjoyment out of something that I'm not going to use.
It's fine. I love it. It's great. I think it's, like you said, man, you want them better. Also, I grew up with my dad, so I'm used to this. 100%. Getting gifts from golf tournaments? My whole life, dude. It's just like working with my dad. I'm good.
Happy birthday, Steven. I got you a golf towel and some ball markers.
Oh, thanks, Dad, for the new 9-iron. You didn't just play a pro-am, didn't you?
It's got U.S. Bank written all over it. That's really cool. Thank you.
Oh, I love this deck chair. This is awesome. Thanks for thinking of me.
I understand that the re-gift is not as perhaps personal or sentimental.
But if you got it and thought of me, then
it is. I did think of you, when I picked it out, and I thought, because I could have picked something else out for myself. And I go, no, this, I think Woods would like
this.
These. So I picked it out for you.
I love it, dude. And that, with the gift card, I'll be wearing these down to brunch on you on Sunday.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I have something else for you, but first I want Paulie to make his presentation, because I think it's kind of a showstopper here.
Yeah. I think this one, it was a bit of a hot commodity, and I think you're going to be really excited.
Excellent.
It's in the bag right there, and I will just let you I'll let you get after it here.
Open this up. Very well wrapped here.
It's in there somewhere.
Oh, I can smell it.
Ooh, it's got an odor. It's got a scent.
Oh, I know what it is.
You do?
Oh, my God. It is Sydney's Bathwater Bliss. Sydney's Sweetie Soap. Oh, my God.
That's a hard item to come by, Paulie.
My God.
So if you missed it, this was something we talked about on the show a couple of weeks ago, that they're selling the bathwater that Sydney Sweeney sat in.
Yeah.
This is unbelievable.
For her commercial shoot, they turned it into bars of soap.
I don't remember exactly how much they made. I want to say it was like $5,000 or something like that. I think they were $8 retail.
This is a gem.
Is it Dr. Squatch?
Yeah.
They were like $8. They sold out in seconds back in June, and I was following the prices on secondhand markets. And I was like, all right, that's about where they're at. And then they started rising again. People started getting them.
It's
and
like
actually,
Bitcoin, basically.
They started going up, and I'm like, I got to get it now. I've had it in my house for like 3 weeks.
Oh, my God. It smells fantastic.
Are you just going to use it like regular soap in your shower? Are you going to just save it for a special occasion? What's your plan?
Don't worry about how
is
I'm
it going
to
on the trip
it.
With you?
It will be going.
Will it be confiscated by TSA?
It
possibly?
Will be going to England with me, because if I leave it at home, my wife is going to dispose of it. So I'm taking it with me. I'm actually thinking about getting it made into a necklace, and I'll just wear it around my neck. It smells incredible. There's her caricature on the front. Smell it, Benny. I mean, it smells really good.
Oh, very nice.
It's very nice. So, I'll be taking this with me. Thank you, Paulie.
You are very welcome,
very appealing.
I don't think I'm going to open it.
I was wondering.
Even I was
like,
the box. Yeah. That's what I was wondering. I'm not whether really, it stays as a kind of a memento or it's an actual it's a, usable
a
bar of
a
soap.
A good smelling memento.
Dang, it smells good. It really does. That's incredible, gentlemen.
You rip that box open and take a shower later, like it's done. It's been used
it's
now.
And then once you like if I take it on my trip, I can't use it at the hotel and then bring it home. I don't have one of those. I guess I could buy a soap holder that gets all grimy and slimy, but this is fantastic. No, this will be on my desk as a I can't stop smelling it as a memento. And now my mind is racing. Thanks so much for that, Paulie. That's what it's meant to do. It's meant to make your mind race. That's brilliant, guys.
It's a gift
that
keeps on giving.
Thank you. 100%.
100%. And then I have one more for you here. This is actually from the whole family. And I wasn't sure it was going to get here in time, but did.
Amazing.
Able to pick it up yesterday.
You did not wrap that.
No, that was wrapped by my mom. She's definitely the much better gift giver of my family.
Added too. Oh, you guys are fast. Oh, the picture!
Oh my God, look at that.
That is so badass.
That is to remind you. It's a picture of us from Philadelphia, Arms or Woods.
Not
and it's just to remind you that for one brief moment at least.
Yes.
I love you.
That is so special.
That was, that was after our night out on the town at, what was it?
I love it.
Oscar's Dive Bar for about 4 hours.
Yeah.
And we took that picture out on the street. We both wrapped up our arms around you. You snuck the picture, and I'm like, that's an awesome little, 100%, man.
Oh, dude, that's legendary. That's a legendary picture. I'm very moved, and I love you guys very much. Thank you very much.
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much. Very special. Very, very special. All of these. Thank you guys so much. I feel so blessed and spoiled. But yeah, I'm getting choked up right now. Thank you guys.
And now we know we have one more surprise coming later in the program. Should be here, actually. I've heard in about a little over an hour.
Is that right?
For one more surprise.
So you got the confirmation too?
I do. Yes. Incredible, I have some of the details on what's coming. So
well, if you need me, I will be here.
Soap it up. Can you inhale a thing until it's gone? Or
maybe it's got it's got this little hole. They cut a little tiny hole just for you to stick your nose up to. Yeah, man, this is Eric's right. I should turn 50 more often. This is phenomenal. You guys are the best. Thank you, Kim as well. Incredible.
Ooh, I just got an offer for a complimentary entry into the America's Finest City Half Marathon in 5K. I would like to re-gift that to you.
I'll pass that on to Paulie. This is the
Paulie,
next birthday.
Would you like to run in the America's Finest City Half Marathon in 5K?
Not particularly.
I can't imagine. That's more of torture. That's more like I lost a bet, not a birthday gift.
Well, thank you for the offer, but I think I will pass on the.
You guys are amazing. Thank you so much. I'm so lucky to have you guys, and of course all the great tier ones out there. Just incredible. It's an incredible feeling a lot of love today. A lot of love.
We have a game of Take on Woods coming up. We still have a chance to qualify for our getaway to Las Vegas. Motley Crue tickets in September as well. Our musical trivia challenge in our next segment. If you'd like to get on the line during our break and be our contestant today, you can do so at 833-288-0973. 833-288-0973. Take on Woods coming up in just a couple of minutes. Also want to let everybody know about a golf event that is coming up. Grab your clubs and tee off for a great cause. Join us for the 4th annual Salute to Heroes Charity Golf Tournament Sunday, July 28th at the stunning Loma Santa Fe Country Club. You can enjoy a day of golf, food, prizes, and camaraderie, all to honor our local heroes and support veterans programs. Register today at sandiegosocialleagues.org. It's July 28th. It said Sunday. I thought it was a Monday and we were going to be doing our show out there.
It should be Monday.
I think it's a Monday, not a Sunday. Yeah, July 28th is a Monday.
Monday.
Error on the copy. Yeah, Monday.
I know it's a Monday.
Because we're going to be doing our show out there that day. You will see some celebrities like former Padre Greg Vaughn going to be out there. Arabian Prince from NWA. NBA star Olden Polynice is going to be there.
Arabian Prince from NWA is coming?
Apparently so.
You're telling me Ben Higgins, who has rapped to Ice Cube, could potentially, if I can make this happen, interview another member of NWA.
Oh, I'm missing
it's
this
now
day.
My life's
goal. You're
going to
be off that day, but Paulie and I are going to be out there at Loma Santa Fe.
It's now my goal to have all remaining members of NWA
do some sort
on
of
the
collab.
Show. Yeah. I don't. Dr. Some Dre sort of is going to be a little hard to get.
Dre's going
to
be tough. DJ Yella, I don't think he's doing much.
MC Ren.
MC Ren is just the GOAT. Yeah. I guess Arabian Prince is a big golfer. That's amazing. I'm actually really, really.
There's a lot of names on that list.
Yeah,
like Tony
Hawk.
Tony
Hawk. Taste of the names. Yeah.
Alex Morgan, Drew Brees.
Wow. All right.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun day.
I'm being a little jealous.
All right, we will take time out. Take on Woods coming up next when Ben and Woods continues on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Of course, with Woods turning 50 earlier this year, it had him thinking about, well, you know, the rest of life and what it looks like. And that's when we went to trustandwill.com. Both got it done, an easy online experience to set out estate documents, whether it's a last will and testament or a trust that can help your family avoid the costly hassle of probate court when they're trying to settle your estate at the end of your life.
Yeah, you know, it's already going to be very difficult for your family, I would guess. But don't make it more difficult on them. Go to trustandwill.com. And as a special offer for you guys, all the tier ones out there, make sure you put in the code FAN, FAN. When you check out, they're going to give you 20% off, man. That's a fifth, Benny. That's no joke. And they will ship you your estate documents for free as well. It's peace of mind, man. And it's really easy to do.
And it's already much cheaper than going to a lawyer's office with the billable hours. This is the way for everybody to get their estate planned and take kind of the peace of mind that you get with it is really worth it.
No doubt.
By going to trustandwill.com. That's trustandwill.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
All right, well, now it's time to look ahead to the second half of the baseball season.
We saw a, well, I tweeted it, the lukewarm stove.
Oh, we had a trade this morning.
It's heating up right now.
Can't even bring it up.
In baseball. So, yeah, it broke this morning that Adam Frazier.
We're not getting Adam Frazier back, are we?
We're not getting Adam Frazier back, Benny. He is going back to. He is going back to the Kansas City Royals from, do you even know where he was?
He was back with Pittsburgh, wasn't he?
He was back with Pittsburgh. Okay. Yes. So the Royals are set to acquire infielder outfielder Adam Frazier from the Pirates. Robert Murray of FanSided reports Kansas City will send infielder Cam Devaney back to Pittsburgh in the trade. He was just selected to the major league roster by the Royals 8 days ago. Has not appeared in a big league game.
Has he ever been a Royal?
Yes.
Feels like
he was a Royal.
He was.
He was a Royal last year, or 2024, yeah. He hit 202. There in 294 plate appearances. So I'm sure they are very happy to get him back. When you can acquire a guy that hit 202 for you, you have to do it every time. Reacquire, I should say. But he's had a better year this year in Pittsburgh, who that is the club that drafted him.
Well, he had a great year in Pittsburgh also before the Padres acquired him, and then he had a terrible second half in San Diego.
Yeah, it's kind of one of those things where if you're him, you're like, I think I just want to play in Pittsburgh. You know what I mean? Like, this is where I do the best. So yeah, he'll give the Royals a left-handed bat. It's all right-handed bench they have right now, so he's left-handed bat off the bench. And so yeah, the lukewarm stove. It's definitely not hot stove material, but it is lukewarm. It's a name we know. Certainly in San Diego, he is heading back to the Kansas City Royals.
All right, you ready to play our game today?
I am.
All right, we got a contestant on the line. Let's get to it. It is time for Take on Woods.
It's time for Take on Woods.
Woods. Woods.
Take on Woods brought to you by Bay Alarm, security and fire alarms for every business. We got you. And we go into the top of the board today. We got Joe as our contestant. Joe, good morning.
Good morning.
You're not going to try to beat Woods on his birthday celebration day, are you? Absolutely, you should.
I'm going to have to.
Yeah, because that's the only way you can qualify for our grand prize drawing. It is a two-night stay in Las Vegas at the Park MGM. Two tickets to Motley Crue on September 19th and a $100 gas card. Motley Crue's Las Vegas residency runs September 12th through October 3rd at Dolby Live at Park MGM. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. All right, you get to pick the category. We're bringing back beatboxing, five song titles and musical artists, including the word beat. We're in this together, five song titles, including the word together. And our new category, Y-O-Y, those are five bands whose names begin with the letter Y. So beatboxing, we're in this together, or Y-O-Y. Joe, what would you like to play?
We're in this together.
We're in this together. Okay, yeah, five song titles, and they all include the word together. You'll have 60 seconds to answer as many of the five as you can. If you don't know one, say pass. We'll come back to it if there's time left in the 60 seconds. First question, Paulie is queuing up now as our two-second song. You need to identify the song title and the artist to score that point. And again, all the answers will have the word together in it. Joe, are you ready to play?
Yes.
Paul, you good to go?
Yes.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. The category, we're in this together. Joe, your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck. Let's take on Woods.
Come Together, the Beatles?
Correct. Rick Astley followed up his debut number one hit, Never Gonna Give You Up, with which similarly structured song that became his second and final number one hit.
Together Forever?
Correct. Al Green sings Whether Times Are Good, Bad, Happy, or Sad, in which 1972 hit.
Let's Stay Together?
Correct. Taylor Swift was quite sure the relationship was over, in which 2012 mega hit from her album Red.
We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together?
Correct. Which 2002 Blink-182 song did Tom DeLonge write about the impact of his parents' divorce?
Stay Together for the kids.
Wow! Joe, you have nailed it. 5 for 5. You are into the drawing for Las Vegas. That
crushed
was a very
it.
Impressive performance, Joe. Doesn't matter what Woods does. He's just playing for pride now to try to earn the tie and not the outright loss. Stand line, Joe. Paulie, I'll get your information.
What are you waiting for?
All right. Joe has completed his half of the game. Now it is your turn to see if you can beat or tie him. No category for Woods. He's going cold. 60 seconds on the clock. The time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck, Woods. Let's take on Joe.
This is Come Together by the Beatles.
Correct. Rick Astley followed up his debut number one hit, yes, Never Gonna Give You Up, with which similarly structured song became his second and final number one hit.
Pass.
Al Green sings Whether Times Are Good.
Oh, Together Forever. Sorry.
Correct. Al Green sings Whether Times Are Good, Bad, Happy,
Let's Stay Together.
Correct. Taylor Swift was quite sure the relationship was over in which 2012 mega hit from her album Red.
Pass.
Which 2002 Blink-182 song did Tom DeLonge write about the impact of his parents' divorce?
Stay Together for the Kids.
Correct. Taylor Swift was quite sure the relationship was over in which 2012 mega hit from her album Red.
Damn it.
You need this one.
You do.
Together, My Taint.
You did get the category.
I remember that one.
We're in this together. No, it is We Are Never, Ever Getting Back.
That's right.
Together, stupid. Which means Joe, 5-4, wins the category and gets the win, even as we celebrate Woods' birthday.
I know that song.
You do know that one.
Yeah,
you don't know a lot of Taylor Swift, but you know that one.
I like Dear John as well.
All of her songs are somewhat relationship-focused.
I mean, not all of them, but...
Most of them.
How do you know?
I don't know.
Exactly. You just threw that out.
Just
threw it out there.
When you say most artists,
yeah,
most artists' songs are relationship focused.
Yeah,
focused.
I agree.
I'd say most of those songs were relationship focused.
They were. That's true. They were almost all relationship focused.
Yeah, what else are you gonna write about? You know,
sports.
You know what? That's why we're like, I will give you that, Ben. There's not enough songs about sports.
Sports.
There's plenty. Center field. Then you get Bruce Springsteen talking about throwing speedballs by it. Nobody's ever called it a speedball ever in any. I've never heard of
that song. Really, isn't about sports.
Glory days. Yeah, I've never heard of your coach go throw that speedball. That's a different thing entirely. A speedball.
The old number one.
Just call it a fastball. He could throw that fastball by you, make you look like a fool, boy. Do that. I don't know why he did that. But no, we don't.
Speedball.
I don't want to hear some guy write a song about golf. I don't.
No.
There's like fishing songs that are okay. I'm trying to think what sports. I don't need football songs.
I don't even know what that sounds like.
I don't either. It sounds hokey.
Basketball Johns.
Yeah, Huey Lewis has the whole album called Sports.
I love that album.
You love that album.
Technically, not a lot of the songs are about sports.
What came first, the chicken or the egg? Was it, I really like Huey Lewis, or I like the name of this album?
It really just all came together in one crescendo for me.
It just lined up.
Really, one of my favorite albums of all time Huey Lewis Sports.
It's brilliant. It's Heart and Soul on there?
Yeah,
oh, I love that song. Love it. Hot Lovin' Every Night. We talked about this yesterday, Ben and I, when we were waiting for the elevator, about how in the 80s, all these songs our parents let us listen to, they're like, oh, this is good, wholesome, clean, fun. Like, this is Huey Lewis, but he's saying Hot Lovin' Every Night. You know, they were very dirty, but they were sly about it.
Yeah, I mean, when we say songs are about relationships, they're really about sex. A lot of songs.
They are. They really are.
Is what they're about. If you listen to the lyrics with a fine ear.
Yes, that's exactly right. Did you want to share the one that you had or no? Are you afraid to say it on the radio?
I don't know. The song was Miracles by Jefferson Starship.
Which I heard when I was a kid a billion times. My parent, you know, you crank it up. Oh, Miracles by Jefferson Starship. But there's a couple of lines in there where you read it, you listen to it and go, oh, you're talking about that.
Like, do you want me to read the lyric? Yeah, all right, fine.
I kind of do, but I'm also kind of nervous.
I see you and I have but one heart. Only our bodies were apart. It's making me crazy. That was so easy, so easy. I had a taste of the real world, just a drop of it, when I went down on you, girl.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh.
It's just the song lyrics. You can't sing
that
song.
That might be worse than any rap lyric I've ever sang.
I started to sweat.
Oof.
It's right there in the 1975 year I was born.
Yeah.
That's just what's playing on the radio.
And your parents would be like, oh, hell yeah. And
they'd play that on the radio.
If only you believe, I can only believe in miracles.
So would I.
Loogie says, wow, good morning, San Diego. Indeed. Indeed. A very... very good morning.
Good thing Adam's on vacation, man.
Oh, I know. I wonder how he's doing.
Across the country, yeah.
I mean, he's in Florida, and he's still texting us incessantly throughout the day, but not, like, it's like, here's this sports story. I wrote back finally, I go, go on vacation.
Right.
And he said, no days off.
I'd prefer if he said, like, hey, check us out at the beach or something.
Yeah,
like, here's what we're doing.
That's what I want to see.
If I hear from him at all, I want to just enjoy your vacation. And he's
please.
Like, did you hear this story about Clayton Kershaw?
We're like,
yeah, we saw it.
We saw it.
I can't really have a problem with it. It is literally played on the radio all the time.
All the time.
Millions of times. So you can say it on the radio.
Did you save that whole clip, Paul?
I will.
All right. Thank you.
All right. By the way, speaking of turning 50 and starting to think about your life's accomplishments, there was a press conference this week with Scottie Scheffler. And if you're thinking this is about golf, it really doesn't have anything to do with golf at all. It almost made me sad.
Me too.
But also, like, impressed with Scottie Scheffler with what he had to say. If you missed it, we're going to play some of that coming up with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Well, we were just talking about miracles, and, you know, I wouldn't go so far as to say QC Kinetics are miracle workers, but they certainly changed my life, kept me out of the operating room, as it were, when my wrists went south, didn't know what had happened to them. They just started hurting. They were painful to the touch. I couldn't do anything. Couldn't swing a bat, swing a golf club, lift up my children. I went in to get the free complimentary consultation and got the treatments, changed my life forever in the gym, playing ball, doing all those things, feeling great at almost 50 years old. Right now, QC Kinetics also offering free laser treatments all through July. So you got a couple weeks left. Give them a call. They will give it to you when you book your complimentary consultation. And it's really cool. It helps decrease the pain, calm the inflammation, and increase your range of motion. They will also review x-rays or MRIs as well. Their goal is to keep you out of that operating room. Don't go under the knife. If you've got pain in your knees, your hips, your shoulders, or back, they used advanced regenerative therapies like platelet-rich plasma, PRP. You've heard of it before. A lot of athletes do it. Cellular treatments that target the problem at its source. Get a second opinion from QC Kinetics right now. You got nothing to lose. And again, a free laser treatment to gain. Highly recommended. 619-614-PAIN. 619-614-PAIN. Once again, 619-614-PAIN. They're taking, they got appointments available right now at Torrey Hills and Hillcrest. Check them out for yourself. It's QC Kinetics.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window
so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Did you know fact? Did you know that just in the last 2 years of All-Star Games, there have been 25 current or former Padres?
That's pretty nuts, man.
In the games. And I thought I knew all of them, and then I realized I was missing one. So the five current Padres who were at the game last night were joined by seven players who have either been San Diego Padres or in the Padres organization. And there was one that caught me by surprise last night. So last night, the Brewers closer, Trevor McGill, I did not remember that he was a Padres minor leaguer. Played with Fernando Tatis Jr. at AA San Antonio, was drafted by the Padres in the seventh round in 2015, had Tommy John surgery, so then missed 2016, and then rose up in through the system. But in 2019, I believe, he was taken in the Rule 5 draft during the winter meetings by the Chicago Cubs, and then bounced around for a couple of years before ending up with the Milwaukee Brewers. But another A.J. Preller draft pick who ended up in the All-Star game.
I don't know if I'm supposed to feel good or bad about that, honestly. Obviously, he has a keen eye for talent, man. But yeah, you look around last night, you're like, oh, there's Andrés Muñoz. Like, yeah, some of those hurt. You know, some of those hurt for sure. I think every team's got him. Every team's got that guy that you let get away. And, you know, I had forgotten O'Neill Cruz was a Dodger prospect that was traded for Tony Watson for a playoff run. And yeah, I mean, O'Neill Cruz is a lot of raw talent, man. A lot of raw talent. You kind of wonder what he could have turned into. He's still a good player. He's an All-Star. Was he an All-Star? Or they just have him in the Derby.
He was.
He was. Yeah. And you wonder, like, if he's in the Dodger system, like, what does that guy turn into? So everybody's got him. I don't know that anybody's got more than AJ though. And
Yesterday he had McGill, Andrés Muñoz. That was definitely one that got away.
James Wood,
of course, Mackenzie Gore, James Wood, yep. Max Fried of the Yankees. I don't think AJ drafted him. He was
a previous
Padre. Josh Hader and Brent Rooker.
Yeah,
Very short time Padre, but was there as well. And that 2018 AA San Antonio team that featured Trevor McGill and Fernando Tatis Jr. also featured Munoz, featured Ty France, who made an All-Star team, Josh Naylor, of course, who's been to the All-Star game as well. David Bednar, All-Star a couple of times with the Pirates, was in the Padres system. Yeah, Fernando Tatis Jr. was quoted in this piece from Kevin Acey, said of AJ, yeah, good job by AJ drafting half the league, half of MLB.
You know, I wonder too, and I think I saw Padres' Twitter account yesterday tweeting something about the amount of Preller draft picks that are in the league currently, and it was like 53 or something. I think the Dodgers had 55, so I think they were right behind that, and I hope I'm not butchering that information, but I think it probably makes other GMs, Ben, more willing to deal with AJ Preller, you know, knowing what a good scout he is. You don't feel like you're getting, sometimes you get absolutely duped as a GM, and sometimes you feel like you fleeced them and nobody really knows till 10 years down the line. But, you know, if you're seeing a bunch of AJ Preller's draft picks reach the big leagues, that's the ultimate goal. And I think it makes a good point
because I'd imagine that when you're, you know, talking trade and you're scouting another team's minor league system, you're never going to know those minor leaguers as well as their own GM knows them, who's seen them, you know, countless times in spring training, in the minor leagues. Their coaches have constant reports on these guys. And all you have are a couple of your scouts who have caught him, you know, at a few games. And, yeah, I've seen what he's done. But you don't know them like their own organizations know them. So you're constantly wondering, are they offering me this guy because they don't believe in him?
Right.
Am I on the right guy? But with AJ, I guess you do feel fairly comfortable that most of the guys, you know, there's a reason they're in the Padres system, and it's probably because they are loaded with a lot of talent and, you know, a lot of potential. And you know, guys like Mike, for the fired Mike Rizzo, have done really well in dealing with AJ and picking up some of those minor league talents.
Yeah, I wonder who the GM this year is going to be that AJ Preller finally finds a partnership with. And because, you know, again, we've talked ad nauseum about how much help this team needs, and would love to see it, man. You already, you know, mentioned the Adam Frazier. It's not a back, you know, it's not a blockbuster deal by any stretch, but there are teams looking to improve. The Kansas City Royals, in their opinion, think they improved today, at least improved their bench by getting Adam Frazier. And hopefully it starts to crank up.
And there's one other guy whose name keeps getting thrown out there. And like a year ago, I would have thought, are you on drugs?
I think I know where you're
Why
going
are
here.
You putting this guy's name out there? There's no chance they ever trade him.
Right.
It's Adley Rutschman from Baltimore. Now, Baltimore, by the way, they drafted not one, but two catchers in the first round of the draft this year. And so, you know, are those guys going to be here next season? Of course not. They're years down the road. But a lot of Baltimore fans are probably asking, is Adley's future in Baltimore in jeopardy when I think three of their top prospects are all catcher prospects?
He's certainly having a down season.
What has happened to Adley Rutschman?
Hitting .227, just eight homers. His OPS plus is 97, so slightly below average offensively. Still, well, 1.4 WAR is
really good at defense.
So much better than what the Padres have gotten from their catching core combined this year. Yeah, just 20 runs batted in. It's been a tough season, obviously, for Adley Rutschman, but he's a two-time All-Star, 5.4 WAR in 2022, 4.3 in 2023, 3.4. The trend has been downward since 2022, if that's of concern. Finished 12th in MVP voting, 9th the next year. I mean, do they see some reason to want to move on or give up from him? I guess that would be your concern if you're looking in from another organization.
Yeah.
What's his contract? Do you know off the top of your head?
I think he's making like 5.5 this year, and then he's
arb
the next
2 more
arb
eligible years, so you'd have 2 years of control.
Yeah, if you could do that, I think you do that.
Sell high though. I mean, the Orioles think they're selling high and fleecing.
They're selling lower.
Well,
lower
than they would have.
But I mean, the fact that, like as Paul said, you're just so incredulous that they'd even think of trading him. You know, they're going to ask for a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, as they should. I mean, he, you know, again, he's having a down year, but again, he's what did you say, 1.5?
Yeah,
1.5 WAR player.
1.4. Yeah,
1.4.
That's halfway through the year. So,
but and you know, you look at what we have, auto upgrade, immediate. I think even Schilte would be
a 2-3 WAR catcher at the end of the season. I mean, how much better would that make this team right now?
Yep.
Quite a bit better.
Yeah, where are they in the standings too? Baltimore,
they're
fourth in the standings.
They're still a little. They, even for the American League, they're a little far out to be considered.
Oh, they're 7.5 games back of the wild card. But
so many teams ahead of them, though.
They're third to last, in the American League.
Okay.
All right, I want to check traffic.
That's a dream.
When we come back, I want to play this audio from Scotty Scheffler as he gets ready for the Open Championship. Made me think of, like, Kyle Schwarber last night. Like, how much satisfaction do you get out of big moments and winning? Because for Scotty, not that much.
Crazy.
It's kind of interesting. We'll get to that next year on 97.3 The Fan. So Scotty Scheffler is the best golfer on the planet. I think that's a fairly universal opinion among people who cover the sport of golf. Think how rare it is to be the very best thing at what you do.
Right.
I mean, I'm a good radio and television host. I'll never be the best one on the planet. I can't even really dream of being the best one on the planet.
No
matter how hard I worked at it. But he has put in the work to become truly the best of the best at what he does. So you'd think that guy, I mean, made a lot of money. He's got a good family. He's got a good kid. The happiness must just be constant for him. And he was asked about his successes before the Open Championship. And I don't think anyone really saw the direction that this comment was going at his press conference, big press conference, all the, you know, the British media there. And it was weird, one of the late questions, and he just started talking, and we're going to play a chunk of it for you. But
yeah, it's like 6 minutes long.
We're not going to play the whole thing, but it does make you think about what we're all chasing in our lives and what truly will make us satisfied and happy at the end of the day.
It feels like you work your whole life to celebrate winning a tournament for like a a few minutes. It only lasts a few minutes, that kind of euphoric feeling. And I, like, to win the Byron Nelson Championship at home, I literally worked my entire life to become good at golf, to have an opportunity to win that tournament. And you win it, you celebrate, get to hug my family, my sister's there. It's such an amazing moment. And then it's like, okay, now what are we going to eat for dinner? Is it great to be able to win tournaments and to accomplish the things I have in the game of golf? Yeah. I mean, it brings tears to my eyes just to think about, because it's literally worked my entire life to become good at this sport, and to have that kind of sense of accomplishment, I think is a pretty cool feeling. It's fulfilling from the sense of accomplishment, but it's not fulfilling from a sense of like the deepest, you know, places of your heart. You know, there's a lot of people that make it to what they thought was going to fulfill them in life, and then you get there and all of a sudden you get to number one in the world, and then they're like, what's the point? And you know, I really do believe that, because you know, what is the point? You're like, why do I want to win this tournament so bad? That's something that I wrestle with on a daily basis. You know, I'm kind of a sicko. I love putting in the work. I love being able to practice. I love getting out to live out my dreams. But at the end of the day, sometimes I just don't understand the point. I love the challenge. I love being able to play this game for a living. It's one of the greatest joys of my life. But does it fill the deepest, you know, wants and desires of my heart? Absolutely not. I love being a father. I love being able to take care of my son. I love being able to provide for my family out here playing golf. And you know, every day when I wake up early to go put in the work, you know, my wife thanks me for going out and working so hard. And when I get home, I try and thank her every day for taking care of our son. It's just, you know, that's why I talk about families being my priority, because it really is. You know, I'm blessed to be able to come out here and play golf, but if my golf ever started affecting my home life, or it ever affected the relationship I have with my wife or with my son, you know, that's going to be the last day that I play out here for a living. You know, I would much rather be a great father than I would be a great golfer.
Wow, so, man.
Scotty, okay?
Nietzsche. He's been reading a lot of Nietzsche at this point. It's a really good perspective. At the end of the day, it is a great perspective.
I think he's being a little hard on himself.
I do too, man. It's okay.
Because you can be a good dad and a good husband and also provide and work hard and provide for your family. And I would think kids, ultimately, like if my dad was the number one golfer in the world, I'd want him to pursue that, to do that. And that's a big part of what he would be. If I was Scottie Scheffler's kid, I wouldn't want to be like, I want you to be a good dad, but I don't want you to give up being the number one golfer in the world because you think.
No, I bet you would.
Really?
Yeah, I do. I bet you Tiger's kids wished he was around more when he, you know, the greats, Michael Jordan's kids. I bet all of them. I mean, there's a sacrifice that goes with it. And to have that balance that he has is one thing that everybody wants to attain. I don't want to speak for everybody, but for me, the balance of, and I can certainly relate to my job affecting my home life, and it freaked me out when it did, you know. And it was that time I was on Twitter and was getting into it with somebody. I snapped so hard at my son, and I go, well, that's not what you do.
But you knew that wasn't making you better by being on Twitter. Like, Scotty going out and practicing and working hard is helping him and making him great at what he does, which helps him provide for his family. I mean, obviously he has enough to provide forever if he wanted. If he stepped away from golf today, he could do that.
It is a really centered perspective. It really is centered, and I'm actually a little jealous of it, to be honest. It's really, really good.
All right, we got 1 hour left. Woodsy's got another surprise still to come.
Oh, boy.
Paulie's got a round of report. Don't go away. Ben and Woods continuing on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.